Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Simone Melissus and Brandon Watt. Simone and Brandon are proactive facilitators of numerous workshops, seminars, and speaking engagements across several countries. While they both have a shared background with Access Consciousness, they have also worked individually and have shared their unique business and relationship advice with large audiences. They have collaborated on their new book, Relationship. Are you sure you want one? To create a truly innovative relationship guide, providing many new ideas and perspectives. So welcome, Simone and Brandon. It's such a joy to have you here, and what a wonderful book.
Hi, Vicki. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your book, Relationships, Are You Sure You Want One? Who is it for?
Everyone.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It's for everyone. We would like everyone to question what they are creating in their life so that they can actually have something greater. There are so many people out there who choose a relationship because they think they should, rather than actually choosing a relationship because it's going to contribute something greater to their life by being with someone than being alone. We would like people to have the choice to be single or be in a relationship, to have fun, to create a greater life, not just maintain a complacency to adhere to this society. So that's pretty much where we came from when we wrote it.
Oh, that's lovely. So what are you thinking you'd like readers to take away? What are some of the major challenges you find in relationships, and what are the solutions they'll find in the book?
One of the biggest challenges people have in relationship is they come to a lot of decisions about how the relationship should work. Like, they've already got this idea in their head of this is going to be the perfect relationship with the perfect person, and they're going to do everything just the way I want them to do it. And then we get into the relationship and we try and change people, or we expect them to do different things, and it ends up just creating fight and conflict, and the relationship never works. So the thing with the book is getting you out of that place of where you've been taught to function with relationship and what you've learned and what you've grown up with, into a place of question where you can start looking at it and going, okay, first of all, am I sure I want one? Yes or no? Oh, no, I don't actually really want one. I'd rather just have some lovers around the world, or whatever that is. Or yes, I do want one. Okay, what kind of a relationship would I like? And get really honest with yourself with that so that you can start building something and creating something that's actually true for you.
Look, I would say, how many people actually choose to have a relationship and say, I want to get married and have kids, because that's what's being projected at us. Like, if you look at relationship historically, you got married for wealth. Like, that's what they did. You married into a family, you created wealth. So we would like to sort of, I guess, strip it back to you. You get choice, not the projection of what everybody says that you should be doing. I mean, at one stage, if you weren't married by 21, you were considered an old maid. So what if now is the time that we get to choose and we get to change? What if the purpose of life was to be happy? What if we were actually choosing relationship to be happy, to have more happiness, or you were choosing to be single in this moment, in this year, to be happy?
Yeah.
So many people are in lockdown right now, so maybe being single is a great thing.
Well, and
I hear that there's going to be a lot of divorces and a lot of babies at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with that one. It's going to be different. It's going to be an interesting future.
It is.
If you're looking at creating a relationship and you went, okay, I'd like to create something that's never existed before, then you would have to begin with total question. You'd always be in this creative movement with the relationship, which is what most of us don't do. We get into it, we'll put effort in for 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 months, and then we go, okay, I've got the relationship, now that's handled, I don't have to worry about it. And then it falls apart because we're not creating it anymore.
You said that beautifully, Brendan. And I would just add that so many people use reference points, and they reference their parents, they reference the people around them, and there's not that many great relationships around. And that's why we called it relationship. Are you sure you want one? So that, as Brendan said, if you're going to create something that has never existed, because you and somebody else has never been together before. So if you're going to create that, then what would you like it to be like? And there's so many tools in this book that people will probably hate. And they're all from Access Consciousness. And if you want to create a great relationship, there's some tools in this book that will absolutely create a great relationship. My house cleaner the other day, she's been having some problems with her husband. And I looked at her and I said, have you read mine and Brendan's book? And she knows Brendan as well. And I gave it to her and she came back 2 days later and with the biggest smile on her face. And she looked at me and she went, oh my gosh, Simone. She said, I read that in one night. It was so easy to read and I got so much out of it. She didn't tell me anything in particular, but her whole body just changed. Her whole body was smiling and happy. It was like she wasn't paranoid anymore. She actually had some tools to create something greater.
Yeah. And that's the thing also. For a lot of people, their primary place to get their life right and their reality right is through their relationship. Most people will use their relationship to prove the rightness of them or the righteousness that they need to live by. So with that in place, if you've got something in your life like that that's not working, let's say your relationship isn't working, but it's your primary objective to make work, no wonder we're exhausted all the time. We're putting 99% of our energy into one thing rather than look at it and go, okay, now I'm creating that to work. Where else can I put my energy now? And if we freed up that energy from trying to get our relationships right and recognize you're never going to have a perfect relationship, it's just not going to happen. So if you recognize that and went, you know what, I'm not going to get this right anymore. I'm just going to enjoy it and create it and see how it shows up based on the choices that I'm willing to make. How much more energy would you have to put into creating something different in the world or for your life? And the other thing I just wanted to mention with what Simone said with the reference points is we didn't fall into this relationship working. Like we both got into this when we started our relationship, we'd both had abusive relationships and we both had relationships that didn't work. So when we got into it, we were doing this thing where it'd be like, I was expecting the abuse to come from Simone and it wouldn't, but I'd still be on guard. I'd have my dukes up all the time waiting for that abuse to come. And we worked through all of that with the tools that we talk about in the book, but we did not fall into this relationship that works. We actually created it on a day-to-day basis.
That is so wonderful and such important, really valuable information, as you said, especially now when a lot of people are in more confined situations. And whether it be during a pandemic or just during a regular time, what are the biggest relationship hurdles that you see people facing?
I would say that they try and control each other. I can say this because I won't get in trouble, Brendan will. Is that the amount of women out there, whether they're friends of mine or I just hear as well, is they've got this idea that they think that they can find a man and then try and change him or control him. How many of you like to be controlled and told that you have to change? I'm always saying, if you want to train someone, get a puppy. It's like, what if the man that you had in your life was someone that you were just like, hi. And every single day you found something, hopefully a lot of things, that you were grateful for this person in your life. But you didn't come into the relationship with the idea that he was going to change or that she was going to change. I think people try and control each other. And one of the tools in our book, which again, people will probably hate, is allow your partner to do whatever it is they desire. Don't limit the other person. And as a small example of that, Brendan, he loved to go surfing. That was one thing. He grew up surfing. He's a great surfer, makes his body really happy. And his previous relationship before me, she definitely had a point of view that he shouldn't go out surfing because she didn't surf and it was time away from her. So by the time that Brendan and I were together, he would look at me like with this, I'm waiting for you to get cranky at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, go surfing. It's great. He'd go surfing. I'd have time on my own. He'd come back and his whole body was just like the molecules were just clanging together. He was so excited and he was so happy. Why would I not desire whatever it is that's going to make my partner happy? That's something I see happen a lot, is people try and diminish their partner rather than actually empower them to be absolutely everything that they can be. And here's what I see is the reason, and there shouldn't really be a reason, but the reason that people think that if they don't control their partner, they're going to go away. Can I tell you, it's actually the opposite. If you are trying to control them, that's when they'll probably want to go away and leave you. If you give them all the space in the world, then they'll actually desire to be around you.
And they'll desire to be more of them. And that's the thing too, is it's like, if you're in a relationship that's truly going to be generative and creative and work, then you have to elevate each other to be more of them, and them elevating you to be more of you. And that's the way that you can create together. Creating together with a relationship, a lot of people, what they look at with that is they go, okay, so now we're creating together. Let's have all the same likes. Let's do all the same things. Let's make sure we have joint bank accounts. We've got all of these things so that we're together, creating together. That's not actually creating together. That's pushing yourselves together, trying to create a controllable and predictable future that you can maintain, rather than if you look at it and went, okay, so what could I be to elevate this person into being more of them today? That would be a completely different question in relationship.
And really, that's more of an adventure, to be able to truly explore the depth of who this person is that you love in your life. You know, you really would be missing out on a lot without that exploration, I think.
And I would say a great question to ask every single morning is, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures can I have? But don't try and work out what that adventure is. Just ask, because you've got this other person maybe, and you've got the entirety of consciousness on the planet, and the universe is so willing to give to you. And so many people are stifling their life when they could be living as the adventure, as you say.
Yeah. And also the other thing too is to keep that creative element of the relationship going pragmatically on a day-to-day basis. Is every day is destroy and uncreate your relationship with that person. Now, that doesn't mean that you destroy your relationship. It means you destroy all the limitations that you created in that relationship up until that moment, and you uncreate everywhere that you're putting energy into maintaining those limitations. So if you were in a relationship and you went, okay, so you really pissed me off yesterday, but I'm going to let that go, and I'm actually going to look at what I'd like today to be like and create a future, and your energy was in the creation of the future, not the disappointment in the past, then you're on the creative edge of creating that relationship every day.
That's so beautiful.
Way more fun.
Yeah, way more fun. And, you know, years ago, I had a fortune cookie that said, your life will be filled with marvelous mysteries. And I thought, wow, that's so fabulous. And what a fabulous way to look at your life with someone, that it's just this marvelous unfolding mystery every day, something new. And sometimes it can be found in nuances, especially now with the pandemic happening. I think, you know, a lot of things have gotten simpler and there's nuances that we notice more. And it's a lovely way of appreciation that maybe some people are still having a very busy time. But for those that are isolating, I think it's a very good time to be able to boil down to simpler things and be able to notice the really precious, simple moments and simple traits and qualities. Really, really lovely.
Well, and also with the times right now, with a lot of relationships are failing because a lot of people are spending a lot more time together. They got into the relationship. They both had careers. They were out of the house all day. They'd see each other at night. Perfect. We see each other 6 hours a day. This works wonderful. Now we're seeing each other 24 hours a day. It's not working so well. Is not making that wrong and going, oh no, now we're not getting along. We're spending too much time together and our relationship is doomed because we're spending too much time together. And if we can't spend this much time together and get along, then our relationship is failing. No, you've added an element to your relationship that's failing. That's the part, is most people look at one thing in a relationship and say our relationship's failing. Now you have an element in it that's not working. So with that is go, okay, so how much time can we spend together a day? Like, be honest with each other. You know what? This is a little bit too much. We're living on top of each other, and give each other space. but be willing to be vulnerable in your relationship and bring those things up and say, you know what, can we talk about this? Can we look at this? Because it's not really working for either of us. And I would really like this to work because I really care about you. I really adore you. How can we do something different? And that is such a different angle than most people look at.
And can I just add, you said the word space too, Brendan, is that men and women, we process things different. And you've got to acknowledge that. It's like women
very
will
different.
Come home. Yeah, and we'll want to like talk about it and talk things through. And a man, his main thing is then he looks at you and goes, especially when he loves you, he's like, how can I help you? How can I fix this? How can I change this? Whereas a woman likes to chat about things. A man doesn't, and it's not personal. We have that whole concept of a man cave. I always say a man cave is a real thing. Men require space. When I was living with Brendan, there was a certain section on the veranda that he would just go and sit on. And I knew when he was sitting there, he wasn't saying, hey, come sit down with me. Come have a glass of wine. He was just requiring space, but it wasn't personal. It wasn't anything against me. Most men will play video games. They'll read a newspaper. They'll go find somewhere on their own. They'll do something so that they can process something in a different way, but it's not personal. And you have to allow everyone to have that. And if you're a woman, it's like maybe find a girlfriend or somebody else that you can chat to all the time. What if being in a relationship wasn't about sharing absolutely everything? I mean, one of the things we talk about is sometimes women need more than one man in their life. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and have sex with lots of men, but I'm saying have more men in your life. I do. It's like one of our very good friends, Christopher Hughes, who is a married man, he's gay, and he's one of my best friends. And I used to hang out with him a lot, but I didn't expect everything in a relationship to get it from Brendan. It's like I got so much and still receive so much from Chris and so many other male friends in my life as well.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing you didn't expect. I remember one time that when Simone and I were living together, and I think it was like I had to hang like a painting or do something handyman-ish. I was like, I've got other things going on right now. And she asked me, I don't know, twice or something, and I still hadn't done it. And rather than go, why aren't you doing this? When are you going to hang this bloody painting? Like, what's going on? She went, oh, I'll just hire a handyman. And she did that because she knew that I wasn't going to do it. If she asked me twice and it still wasn't done, it wasn't going to happen. But this is that place where you've got to be willing to look at your relationship from a different angle and go, okay, so I'm doing expectation here. What could I choose that would be different? Oh, I'll call a handyman. Oh, I'll call a friend. Oh, I'll do something different. But make a different choice. If something's not...
Rather call a handyman than have an argument. It's like so many people go to argument. And one of the things that just floors people is Brendan and I, in 8 years together, never had an argument. And we ended the relationship because we also knew it was done. It's like, you know, we were maintaining the relationship. We weren't creating anything greater. Brendan was the one who broke up the relationship to start it, but he was correct. We were just like, yeah, we're done doing what we were meant to do together as this. And now it's like we have a great friendship. We still create wealth together. We work together. It's like what future is in store for us. But the relationship as it was over. And I would love for people to be able to perceive that energy and choose something different, because this is your life. Are you living it the way you would like to live it? There is so much out there and so much available. Don't limit what can show up in your life.
Well, and can I add to that also is this is your life, meaning this is your life. So it's not your relationship is your life, which is where so many people go, and so many people put so much pressure on their relationship now that I've got it, it's my life. This relationship is my life. I watched this movie yesterday, and I was actually given homework from a friend to watch this movie, and it's Wuthering Heights. It's this really old movie. The purpose of the homework was he wanted me to look at where I was doing drama in my life and in my relationship. And I watched this movie, and one of the lines that the girl in it said was, we are one being. And I was like, oh boy, I know where I've been there and done that and said that and had that point of view where now we're in relationship together. We are one. And what we do in that is we create this solid wall around the two of you so that you can maintain your two-ness in that relationship. It's just the two of us. What that does is it doesn't allow you to contribute to anyone or anything else, but it also doesn't allow you to receive from anyone or anything else, which is what a lot of people do in their relationships. Rather than go, okay, I adore you, I love you, let's have too much fun together, and let's still create our lives. if you're a dramatic person listening to this and you like to have a bit of drama in your life, watch that movie and see which character you are. You'll hate it, because I hated it, and I've watched it 3 times, and the first time I watched it, I wanted to turn it off every minute. I was like, oh, do I have to watch this? But as I watched it, see, the other thing we do with this is we'll go, oh, I know I'm dramatic, but let me avoid that because being dramatic is wrong. See, it's the opposite to that, is when you know that you've got something going on like that that's running your life, bring it up. Bring it up as fast and as hard as you can in your world so it's right in front of you. So you can look at it and go, okay, is this truly what I desire to choose? So that you recognize, oh, you know what? I know how to be mean. Okay, so let me look at all the places where I'm mean so I can actually see if that's what I desire to choose as my life. And what a lot of us do is we will see something like that, judge it. Oh, well, it's bad to be mean, or it's bad to be dramatic, or it's bad to be wrong. And we will push it outside of our world and avoid it, which doesn't allow it to change. And then when we don't allow it to change, it runs our life.
That is so true and so beautifully and clearly put. So is there anything in closing that you have that you think is like one of the most important aspects? You shared so much wisdom about relationship, but is there something else that everyone should know, really know about relationships that we haven't covered yet?
One thing I would say is that ask for the relationship with you. And one of the things that we refer to in our book is the 5 elements of intimacy. And the 5 elements of intimacy is gratitude, trust, honor, allowance, and vulnerability. And what I would ask is that you work on having those 5 elements of intimacy with you, because if you have that with you, then you can have a great relationship with someone else. Then you can have that with somebody else. But when you look at somebody else to be the answer, or to be your other half, to complete you, like all the Hollywood movies tell us, then it's not setting yourself up for something greater. It's setting yourself up for something less. So those 5 elements of intimacy, gratitude, trust, honor, vulnerability, and allowance are a very important part of creating a relationship and a great relationship with you and with anyone else.
Yeah. Also, even to take it out of a relationship to a degree, but with anything in your life, like if there's anything showing up or if there's anything you desire, it's like, ask for it. What would it take for this to be easier? What would it take for me to have clarity with what's going to create change with this relationship? What would it take for more money to show up in my life? And be willing to start asking questions, because a lot of us, we're so good at trying to use our minds to figure out how to solve problems. It never works. Rather than if we looked at it and went, you know what, I could ask, I could receive, and what if the universe was actually there to provide? And start practicing with that and going, okay, so what would it take for this to change? And then live your life. Not sit there for an hour going, well, I'd have to do this, and I'd have to lose this, and I'd have to give this up, and then I'm going to have to change that part. I don't want to change that. You know, it's this head trip. Rather than if we were actually functioning as us as beings, we would recognize that we could ask a question, live our lives, enjoy it, and have things show up as if with total ease.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What a beautiful picture you paint. Isn't that wonderful? So this book is amazing. Is there another book in the future for the two of you?
We are writing one. Are we saying what we called it yet or not? Are we keeping that?
Well, we'll give you a hint. At the moment, we're calling it this, and whether we go ahead with that or not, but it's called The Worst Relationship Book Ever. People make it so serious and so significant. And again, we'd like to get out of that. And the thing is, it's so interesting. We do interviews and people call us experts and we're like, what's an expert? I guess we've been there, done that. We've had really bad relationships, good relationships, like done it all.
That is so lovely. So I was wondering, is there anywhere where people can go and tap into more of your wisdom and connect with you on the web? Do you have a website?
We have many websites, but if you Google the name of our book, Relationship, Are You Sure You Want One? Or Relationships with an S Done Different and accessconsciousness.com, you'll find, because all the tools in our book are actually from Access Consciousness. So, and we're on that website. Relationships Done Different has our book, it has our classes. And then if you Google either of our names, you can find lots of stuff around about us as well. I'm the only Simone Millicent in the world, which makes it very handy when Googling.
I'm not the only Brendan Watt in the world.
but I should be, but I'm not.
You should be, Brendan.
Oh, well, thank you both so much for, again, sharing so generously of your time from all over the world. We're Australia and Texas and Mexico, and what a lovely time it was with you. And I just really appreciate all of the generous sharing of your knowledge as well at a time when it's really needed.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Okay. Thanks again, Simone and Brendan. Be sure to pick up their book, Relationship. Are you sure you want one? And if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.